Police will have 3 more months to hold onto evidence seized as part of a complex investigation into a Kamloops area man alleged to have been manufacturing untraceable handguns, known as ghost guns, with a 3D printer. A BC Supreme Court judge on Monday approved an application from the Crown to allow Mounties to hang onto the evidence for another 90 days. Castanet Kamloops is not naming the man at the center of the probe because he has not been charged. Court heard police began investigating on January 11, 2022, when the Canada Border Services Agency intercepted a package mailed from the U.S. that contained gun parts. 2 weeks later, officers with the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit's illegal firearms team executed a search warrant at a home in the Sun Peaks area. The weapons manufacturing that the police are investigating in this case involves the illegal fabrication of a restricted firearm, a handgun, Crown Prosecutor Katie Bouchard said in court. This kind of firearm that is partially printed using a 3D printer is becoming known as a ghost gun. Bouchard said police have already found a 3D printer, capable of printing firearms components, as well as computer files associated with the manufacturing of ghost guns. She said investigators need more time because they failed to obtain the right warrant to search the computer files. Officers are hoping to get the correct warrant soon. That's because this is a novel area of the law, the investigation of ghost guns, she said. It is somewhat complex, and it's complex partially because it's new and because it involves multiple different pieces and different computer files. Bouchard said police are investigating a number of serious offenses, including weapons manufacturing, importing a restricted weapon, unauthorized possession of a firearm, possession of body armor without a permit, and smuggling. BC Supreme Court Justice Dennis Horry granted the Crown's application. Police will be allowed to keep the seized items until October 13.